Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Things you gotta have.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. When the economy slows, you still need to buy essential things. Think food. Well, if you're in business, other things are vital. Think software. Oracle is the biggest software maker in the world. Their IT products have become so essential, sales are holding up even as the economy softens. Late yesterday, Oracle said profit jumped 35% in the latest quarter. Shares in Oracle are up more than 6% this morning in Europe. Other tech stocks are higher too, even Oracle's biggest rival, Germany's SAP. That's helped major European markets to small gains this morning. Overnight in Asia, stocks were mixed. Japan slipped. Hong Kong edged higher. Wall Street was divided yesterday. The Dow lost 25 to 13,207. The S&P dropped nearly 2, but the Nasdaq picked up 5 points. This week, the world's key central banks have pumped massive sums of money into the global financial system. It's their attempt to ease the credit crunch. As Jill Barshay reports, the Fed's back at it today with another $20 billion.
By the end of the day, the Fed will have pumped a total of $40 billion into the financial system this week. It's part of an effort by central banks around the world to unclog the credit markets. Europeans doled out $500 billion. Vincent Reinhardt at the American Enterprise Institute says things are so bad in the market right now that central banks are lending money at bargain rates.
Central banks don't like being the first line of recourse for depository institutions that need funds. It's supposed to be a penalty rate.
Despite all the money being poured into the system, global credit markets are still locked up. Reinhardt says one good sign is that the rate at which banks lend to each other has fallen, but it's only come down a little. He says institutions need to disclose all their subprime mortgage losses. That's what it will take for banks to regain their confidence and start lending to each other again. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
Maybe a DVD player is on your holiday shopping list. If so, you're in luck. Manufacturers are urgently slashing prices. Let's look at why with Andrew Edgecliff Johnson of the Financial Times. Andrew, we're in the midst of a war over DVD formats. We got Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Are these price cuts about trying to steal market share?
The problem has been that there's been enormous confusion among consumers. So many of us are going out this Christmas to buy high-definition television sets, but when we come to deciding which DVD player should go with it, it's quite unclear whether you should bet on Blu-ray or HD DVD. Now, what we've heard is that the prices of the players are suddenly coming down quite rapidly.
Could you give me a sense of what the psychology is on the part of the manufacturers? Why are they cutting prices so deeply?
Well, what's happened here is that these high-definition players have really been a luxury item until now. They were retailing for about $1,000. Now we're seeing Blu-ray players come down to below $300. We're seeing HD DVD players come down to below $200. That's making it much more of a mass-market item.
Now, Blu-ray has more than 70% of the market share for high-definition DVDs sold in this country. Is it possible for the HD DVD format to catch up, do you think?
What we're hearing is that it would only really take one of the big movie studios to switch sides. The one that's sitting on the fence is Warner Brothers. If they come off the fence and swing their weight behind either Blu-ray or HD DVD, it could still change the pattern here.
Why is the timing of these price cuts so significant?
Christmas is always the most important season for this business. So if they don't get it right this season, the fear among the movie industry is that the high-definition DVD business could be skipped altogether if they don't get it right now.
Andrew Edgecliff Johnson of the Financial Times in London. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. Online at Medtronic.com. and by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Foreign tourists to the U.S. are on a shopping binge, thanks to a weak dollar. It's especially true in New York City. Of all the nationalities, it's the Irish leading the charge. From New York, here's Don Duncan.
It's Friday afternoon, and sisters Gráinne Chargis and Sinead Butler are back at Macy's after making a killing the day before. Here's Gráinne.
I've bought lots of clothes, shoes. I bought a ring yesterday in Macy's, $900, which is extremely cheap.
These deals are cheap not only because of the favourable exchange rate. The Irish also have more money in their pockets. Ireland enjoys the fastest growing economy of any country in the Eurozone, and that's bringing hundreds of thousands of Irish to New York for just one thing.
Shop, 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 shop.
That's Caroline Moreland from Galway, Ireland. According to US government figures, more than half of Irish people who fly to New York each year do so in the 3 months running up to Christmas. Mary McKenna manages Irish travel company Tour America.
First of all, it's easier to get there now. We've more airlines. The travel cost has really come down.
Irish tourism to New York is among the fastest growing of all nationalities, clocking a 12% increase over last year.
We're going to get almost 300,000 visitors from Ireland this year.
That's George Fertitta, CEO of NYC & Company, New York's tourism promotion organization.
They literally spend more money per capita than any other single group, where the average spender spends about $235 a day. The Irish traveler spends almost $390 a day.
Irish Consul General Niall Burgess says the shopping is creating havoc for some New York hotels.
There's a well-known Irish hotel on Lexington Avenue that has had to deal with a growing waste problem, created largely by Irish shoppers who leave empty packing cases and boxes in their bedrooms when they check out.
Back at Macy's, Regina Cooney from County Cork says she's not going to leave any trash behind. But she still has a few things to pick up.
I've three kids, so there's lots of requests.
With her shopping budget at €3,400, Regina gets $5,000 for those requests.
I'm not good at sums, but I mean, I can figure out that that's a good saving.
In New York, I'm Don Duncan for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.